on the creation of Nemesis. A Dream SMP podfic, written by Starlet Wish and read by Fens and Marshes. Summary. Nikki Nietzsche and the way she thought she loved, or Ode to the Therapist Friend. One. Nikki Nietzsche knows that to love someone means to provide for them. It's why she spends hours kneading dough, bakes sweet, filling bread and pastries to ensure her boys never go hungry. There is an art, of course, to the baking, one that she enjoys enough in and of itself, but art has always been meant to be consumed, and cake never quite abides being uneaten. So she bakes, and laughs, and provides, and burns whispers of revolution away in her ovens. 2. Nikki knows she loves Tommy. After all, why else would she meticulously clean and dress every hurt, whether it be of tripping on the prime path or a fatal damning arrow? To love, she knows, is to tend to their wounds. She understands now that these boys will never stop getting hurt, never stop tugging at her bothersome heart each time they come tearing up the path with some fresh scrape, that there are people in the world who would take all the bread you could provide and want to take more besides, no matter whose lives might be caught in the crossfire. These days, there's never quite enough wheat to keep the bakery fully stocked. Nikki bakes each biscuit twice to last them on the battlefield, and rations their sugar as best she can. 3. When Nikki spits in Schlatt's face and gets double the taxes for it, she does so for love. What jurisdiction has government next to loyalty burning fierce and bright? She will defy authority till the end of her existence for Wilbur, for the chance that he may return home, and she has resources enough to survive. So she rations her sugar once more, sleeps less and bakes more, holds a sobbing tubbo on the kitchen floor and holds herself and her nation together under the watchful eye of the tyrant who thought he could own it. Ridiculous, she thinks. Le Mamberg has never been about who the land belonged to. How do you take ownership of a family, of an ideal? It'll blow up in his face, she thinks, any day now. For Tubbo and Quackity and Fundy and even Erit, again for love, she will bide her time. Any day now. 4. After it all blows up, Nikki stays, rebuilds. Love, she thinks, must be this desperate perseverance. She knows he said it was never meant to be, but she's never put much stock in meant to be, now has she? And this city and the newly made lake of it, are all she has left of him. So Nikki stays. Even when Tommy goes and does not return, when Tubbo sinks and does not try to swim, as Quackity breaks and Fundy shatters and Erit fades, she welcomes Rambu, who sets up an ice cream shop, who, for a few blissful days, helps her provide for the cabinet splintering from the inside out and the citizens pressed under Dream's thumb. She stays through the execution and the festival because time is a flat fucking circle, and she doesn't know how to stop it, so she just stays. When they seek to challenge a god, she fires up her ovens and hands out bread for a long, hard fight. So it goes up again. Deeper than before, more TNT and less vitriol, cut turned to gash turned to scar in the earth. How is she supposed to dress this wound? How is she supposed to stand by a people who no longer wish to heal together? How is she supposed to love now? For the first time in a long, long while, Nikki uses fire not to create, but to destroy. It was never her Le Mamberg, now was it? Nikki Nietzsche held fast for a country held in the palm of another's manipulative hand. She reached out, over and over, for a family that never listened closely enough to reach back. She has loved and loved and loved, and people held the pieces she fed them of herself in callous hands, callous mouths, callous explosions. And that's the thing, isn't it, about Nikki Nietzsche, the baker, the healer, the friend? Who is a woman defined by the men who don't love her back? and one. Nemesis props the furnace open to carefully slide a baking tray onto her countertop. She pops the cupcakes out, one by one, and inserts a delicate candle into each one. Perfect. Those go on the table to take to the party later. A couple make their way into her mouth, melting their velvet sweetness on her tongue. She makes her way through stairway streets, stands at the entrance to her city and takes a breath of topside air, crunches a cookie and feeds the crumbs to the parrots. She remembers the biscuits from the revolution and does not flinch. On her next inhale, the bird call stills for the whoosh of freshly mended wings. "Hi, Phil," smiles Revenge, the scales balanced at last. "Thanks for coming by." "Of course," says the North Wind, a promise and not a platitude. "For you and your pastries? Always." Nikki doesn't deal in love anymore. She provides for those who provide for her, heals those who allow her time to hurt, doesn't concern herself with debts she thinks she's owed. She doesn't deal in love, but perhaps revenge is a misnomer, too. Nikki, bittersweet, lukewarm, content Nikki Niachu, reaches out. And finally, finally, someone reciprocates. The end. Thank you for listening, and happy Halloween.